From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq this week, some 2 million Shiite pilgrims walked from all over the country to the shrine of Imam Musa Qadim in Baghdad. Other such pilgrimages in Iraq usually take place in the Shiite strongholds of the south. This one became a test of the security services in Baghdad. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from the Iraqi capital.
This is one of those parts of Baghdad where high concrete blast walls separate everything from everything else. The walls were built to keep Shiites and Sunnis apart during the civil war in 2006 and 2007.
So we're following the trail of pilgrims into a neighborhood called Adamiya. There's secret police, there are army helicopters flying over, there's regular police. This is one of the neighborhoods that was worst off during the sectarian fighting.
Worst off because it was a haven for Sunni insurgents. The problem now is that the road through here is the most direct route for Shiite pilgrims from Sadr City to get to the Qadim Shrine. In the past, the neighborhood was closed to Shiite pilgrims. Then, 2 years ago, a group called the Sons of Iraq joined forces with the American military to combat Sunni insurgents. Since then, things have calmed down. Reporter Ghassan Adnan says even when the neighborhood reopened to pilgrims, it was still considered dangerous for Shiites to walk through a Sunni area.
They had this feeling that it wasn't secure enough, that maybe someone's going to blow up himself, a suicide, or maybe a sniper would be here or there. But right now, no. See, they are more relaxed, sleeping on the ground, giving more water.
Water from cups, bottles, bathtubs, and also fried potatoes, yogurt, and sugared dates. One of these food stalls is set up in front of a house owned by a Sunni man who's provided a hose and access to his courtyard. You could call this a kind of solidarity between Sunnis and Shiites, says Abbas Ruhayf al-Kinani, a volunteer from Sadr City who's manning the tent. But he says it's also a way for the Shiites to offer protection to the Sunni man in case the pilgrims get out of hand.
He's feeling totally safe as long as it's us here and as long as he's opening the front gate for us. So he's feeling totally safe and he's living inside, away from us.
After stopping at the tent, men, women, babies in strollers, and even elderly people on crutches shuffle toward the two golden domes of the Qadim Shrine. Shiites believe making the trip means their prayers will be answered. On this day, more than 1,200 years ago, Imam Musa Qadim is said to have been poisoned by the Sunni caliph. Songs tell how his body was left on a bridge near here that spanned the Tigris River. During this same pilgrimage back in 2005, nearly 1,000 people were killed in a stampede on a newer version of the bridge after rumor spread that a suicide bomber was in the crowd. Pilgrim Riyad Yusuf Jassim says he'll happily walk that bridge today. If he gets hurt, he says, he'll receive even more blessings in heaven.
If something happens, as long as for the sake of religion, I'll be happy. I'll be happy because I'm doing something for God.
Looking around, we see young pilgrims wrapped in white shrouds, a message that they're ready to die. We decide it's time to turn back. Later, after sundown, a suicide bomber killed 24 pilgrims and wounded scores more, and other bombs went off around the city. In all, 54 Shiite pilgrims died this week, and more than 300 were injured. The first, most deadly attack happened on the bridge. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.